The Michigan Farmers Market Conference takes place today and tomorrow in East Lansing as part of Agricultural and Natural Resources Week. The growth and expansion of farmers markets is one of the most visible aspects of Michigan's vibrant local and regional food renaissance. Drew Montry is the owner of Ten Hens Farm, just north of us here in Bath, Michigan, and director of the Michigan Farmers Market Association. WKAR's Peter Worf spoke with Drew about organizing Michigan's markets and this week's conference.
To be able to start a farmers market takes time and energy, people power, and planning. So we talk with markets about, first of all, feasibility, really thinking through if a market is right in their community, and not only if a market is right, but if they also have the kind of energy and resources that are necessary to start a market. We talk about basic kind of principles of starting a farmer's markets, licensing and regulation, kind of state rules, developing strong market policies, and then promotion, outreach, recruiting and retaining vendors, and a whole slew of things that go into kind of starting markets.
Seems like it would be a difficult proposition to get a farmer's market off the ground, in that you're looking for a right number of people and a right variety of things. And that would be hard to do, I'd think.
Yeah, it's not a simple task. So I think one of probably the biggest misconceptions is about farmers markets is that people will look at a farmers market and they'll be like, oh, it just pops up, operates for 4 hours, pops down. That's got to be a piece of cake. And the reality is that it's not. It actually takes a lot of energy behind getting that market to operate the way that it does. And so it takes a lot of planning and making sure, kind of organization, to make sure those markets function. And, you know, at this time of year in our conference, we're not helping people, you know, necessarily start a farmer's market in May, which is 2 months away. We're helping them. Some markets are to the point where they definitely can, and they're just looking for, you know, kind of pointers on tips to get the season off to a right start. Some markets are at very early stages of just thinking about a farmer's market, and they'll have a whole season, kind of a year of planning, and we'd encourage them to start next year, because it does take a while to get all the kind of bricks in place to have your market functioning well and start off, you know, as a really successful market.
So that's a little bit about boot camp. We've touched just very briefly on that. What about the next track?
Yeah, so we also have an advanced market manager track, and this came out of our boot camp where we were having market managers ask for more in-depth sessions and more specific topics that would not focus necessarily on all of the basics, but really kind of get into some of the things that they deal with regularly. Those type of topics, a lot of market managers are managing volunteers, and so we're having a session this year on volunteer management. We have sessions on kind of children's activities, special events, and special promotions that you can do at your market. And so this track is really focused on more specific programming and extra things that you can add to your market to enhance your market above and beyond kind of the essentials of starting a market.
Right.
The third track is specifically for farmers and vendors. So our association's target audience is definitely the individuals and organizations that manage farmers markets, but we also work with and for the farmers and the vendors, the small businesses that are selling at farmers markets. And so this track is really geared toward farmers and small businesses, and we focus on things that they need to know to be successful at the farmers market. And so that covers ranges kind of from production topics to more specific farmers market topics like risk management and merchandising and display.
What types of farmers are attracted to developing new markets and which are not?
Well, you know, to sell at a farmer's market, you have to have the personality and kind of the attitude that you want to be interacting directly with people. And farmers markets can be a great fit for a lot of people, but you need to be a people person, because one of the great things about farmers markets is that you get to interact with your customers directly, and your customers get to interact with you. And those interactions really kind of drive your sales. And so while farmers markets are a great opportunity to, you know, take home a larger portion of the food dollar, you're kind of cutting out the middleman, and they're really an opportunity to try new business ideas, because they're pretty low risk in terms of, you know, low capital to get into. You also have to have the right type of personality to be in a situation where you're interacting directly with your customers the entire time that you're at the farmer's market.
Your farm is called Ten Hens?
Yeah, we're Ten Hens Farm in Bath, Michigan. My background is in horticulture, and I grew up knowing that that's kind of the route I would go. I've always loved gardening and knew that I wanted to scale up that experience. And my husband and I met at Michigan State. We worked in kind of the local foods arena in Pennsylvania for a few years, traveled after that, and through a program called WOOF, Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms. And so we got to work on other farms in the Southwest on the Pacific coast of the country, and we came back knowing we wanted to start our own farm. So I work for the Farmers Market Association. My husband works for MSU in the horticulture department, and we bought our farm in 2007. And we grow vegetables year-round. But the first addition to our farm was that my husband traded a woman he was building a hoop house for her, and she traded us 10 hens.
Right.
And so the first start at our farm were 10 hens.
But one was a rooster.
Exactly. We've never had 10 hens, right. Come to find out. So we had a rooster, and now we're down to 2 hens during the winter, but we have 2 little girls, so we're starting our flock over again in the spring.
Tell me more about what we'd see at your farm. What are you planning to put in?
Well, we grow year-round, so right now it's spring planting. So this week we harvested the last of our pak choy, which was the last of our cold hardy crops, and we are now planting salad mix, Swiss chard, kale, spinach, radishes, turnips, peas, which are my children's favorites, and a lot of spring crops.
All the early stuff, of course.
Yeah, it's that time of year. March is a good time for planting the spring stuff in our hoop house. And then, of course, we plant in the field as well, but that doesn't come until a little later in the year, May.
Is what you're describing kind of a typical sized farm for being involved with local farmers markets?
Well, I think, when you look at the research on farmers markets, there's a lot of small-scale farmers that are selling to farmers markets, and those are typically between, 2 and 10 acres. That being said, there are also a number of larger farms, especially in Michigan, that are selling at farmers markets as well, and they do so on a much larger scale, with farmers markets being one part of their direct marketing. So we also work with farmers that have hundreds of acres that are selling to 20 markets a week, on a much larger scale. So that's not uncommon either.
Drew Montry is the director of the Michigan Farmers Market Association. Drew, good luck with the conference, and thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.